reception to life. The remarkable psychological advances in the East over the last 2,500 years have been the result of a philosophy that seeks to transcend suffering in a climate that regards suffering as something that just is and seeks to go forward from that realization. The rationalist tradition in the West imagines that, with one more technological breakthrough, we can alter reality. The East says that a warthog will tell you the time in seven languages before reality changes. The West says we can change things from the outside. Just look at the stride forward in medicine. The East insists that we can change only things on the inside, through different attitudes within. In a locked room, a man is chained to the wall. He is a hostage. Caught up in a game played by others, he is powerless and innocent. It is said he will die unless his government negotiates, but there is little hope of that. The other hostages have been killed, and he will be next. When he thinks back to times past, he's overcome with self-pity. When he thinks ahead, inventing outcomes both pleasing and dire, he is tortured by his meaningless hallucinating. Then the door is opened and a hand is held out to him. He is offered an orange by a friendly young jailer. He regards it as an insult and pushes it away in anger. The jailer presses it into his hand and again the captive waves it away. As if he was ever going to accept a gift from that hateful person. As if the prison guard could honestly expect him to accept this situation, to acquiesce in his confinement and eat that fruit. As if nothing was wrong. As if everything was fine. To accept it would be to give in, surrender his will. He would never accept it. So the jailer places the orange by the man's side and leaves the room. The man weeps. He has nowhere to go, neither in the past nor the future, nor the present. After a while, he reaches out for the orange. He peels it and allows himself to eat it. It tastes good. He permits himself to enjoy the taste, to receive the light and goodness in his situation. He had been overlooking the fact that he was all right. Legend has it that Earth is the ridiculous or lunatic planet. Many poets, artists and philosophers have echoed such thoughts, and we are familiar with their ideas. What is life but a tale told by an idiot, signifying nothing? And who are the gods but those who torture for their own entertainment? We live a life, but without the feeling of being alive. We live the scream of despair, trapped in the terrors of being human. We are the insubstantial ones, the done-to ones, the hopeless ones. We are the hollow men who live the short fall from the womb to the tomb and are then no more. All is vanity, and the earth the lunatic asylum of the universe. We know such forces in ourselves. These writers speak on our behalf, and maybe the best of us scream at the darkening sky, the deep night and the beating rain. Maybe before we can accept anything, we must scream until we can scream no more. The difference between the rejection of suffering and the acceptance of suffering is trust. If somewhere within us there is a sense of trust, a sense of ultimate goodness, a sense of holding, then we can experience the pain as a messenger of some sort, an angel even, who wishes us no harm, but rather wills our good. If, however, we are not able to find such trust within us, then that same event will be experienced very differently. There is a deep chasm between trust and no trust. To live on one side is a bleak and angry struggle. To live on the other, the beginnings of acceptance and the growing awareness that all things can be good. Imagine the fearless, hopeful soul for whom it is possible to be happy in all circumstances. A fearless, hopeful soul which finds things perfect as they are. There would be in them no wistful thoughts about how good things used to be. Neither would there be any vague imaginings concerning how good things might be in the future. There would simply be the present with all its potential. Is that possible? Is it possible that your soul could live the dark and light as equals, as one and the same?